Hey, Yael, if you could only eat one kind of food for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Chocolate.
How about raw cacao beans? Would you want to eat those?
What are they?
They're what chocolate is made from. Cacao beans are the fruit of the cacao tree. The trees grow pods, and inside are around 30 to 40 of the seeds or beans. It takes 20 to 25 pods to make 2 pounds of cocoa. So I wonder how many pods it would take to fuel your lifetime supply.
A lot?
Well, yeah. And those beans would come from a bunch of different types of cacao trees.
Different types? Why?
Because the healthiest, highest-producing trees don't have the nicest flavor pods. The most common type of cacao tree in Latin America, where most chocolate comes from, is known as CCN51. But pods that come from these trees tend to be very acidic and astringent, which makes for bitter chocolate.
Ick, who wants that?
Exactly. So chocolate makers combine these pods with nicer tasting varieties. Cacao pods can be almost every color of the rainbow, based on how much of a chemical called anthocyanin is in the immature pods. The CCN51 pods are red, and scientists want to make a nicer tasting variety that's green so they can easily tell them apart. And now they've figured out which genes code for the color of the cacao pod. It's just one letter of DNA, so they can easily tell the difference between the cacao trees that have the acidic red pods and tastier green ones before any pods appear. This means yummier chocolate in the future.
Sweet.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University with production support from the Office of the Provost.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.